holding down Mpumalanga.
700 million is going to be used just to host the national dialogue that's happening by the government. So, yeah, it has committed 700 million. But we do have on the line our political analyst, and he goes by the name of Gakwi Mashego. A very, very good morning to you, Mr. Gakwi Mashego. How are you doing this morning?
I'm brilliant, and good morning to you.
I'm lovely, lovely. I hope your morning is going good so far, because, hey, we are now talking about the 700 million that is actually dedicated to the national dialogue. So, I mean, people have also labeled it as an investment, you know, and something that's necessary, you know, towards building a better South Africa. I don't know, what do you make of it? Because others are just saying, ah, no, man, this is just a waste. How do you put it? Is it a good idea for government to actually invest in these conversations, or is it just a waste of taxpayers' money?
Well, I think it will be... Oh, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me. Well, I think it will have been an investment if the intention was really with a blueprint on how South Africa moves forward, especially when it comes to social cohesion, and also how it comes to the direction that the country wants to take. If it was going to give birth to a vision, it would have been a good investment. But I don't think it's the intention here, because South Africa has had a lot of talk shops, and talk shops usually just produce papers that are either impossible to implement, or they are going to be vetoed by the powers that be when it comes to implementation. And we can think about the last talk shop that we had, called the Zondo Commission, whereby government spent almost $1 billion on court case, on an investigation, on a commission of inquiry. Mm. And up until now, we don't know. We can't even say we know two people that have been convicted as a result. But we are seeing a lot of them in parliament today. So that's why I say, even on the 700 million, the intention, maybe it's not really wrong, but maybe the way they go about it, because South Africa or any country in the world has never grown or has never developed organic ideas on a top-down approach. Because you look at the eminent people that have been identified that they are going to be part of the dialogue. Those are just people in their own spaces, and those are leaders in their own spaces. But South Africa doesn't need leadership-driven kind of ideas. It needs a grassroots-driven. The grassroots must tell the people, must tell the top on what needs to happen. So if this 700 million is going to start at the local level to say we are going to have dialogues at local level, the dialogues are going to escalate to district levels, now from district to province, and then at the end, there are going to be delegates from provinces to go to this national dialogue. Now that would have been something, because we know that what is going to come out there will be the voice of the people on the ground, not the top saying to those at the bottom, do this. Because if you look at those immigrant people, they're all in a different income category as well. So they don't actually have a relationship with how people on the ground are feeling, or people on the ground are going to translate whatever's going to come out of the dialogue.
Yeah, because here we go, Mr. Mashego. There's a comment as well that just came in from Sogo Amos, saying, what a waste. We are unemployed. Where are the job opportunities? You know?
Yes, that's why I think the job opportunities will emerge. Let's suppose this is started at the local level, at municipal level. There's a dialogue at the municipal level. At the municipal level, people will identify what the problem is. And I'll use an example of Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is rich in, let's say, three things.
Yeah.
One, it's tourism. Tourism is one of the potential. Two is agriculture. Sure. Three is mining, especially on the western side of the province.
Mm.
Now, if you start this thing at the local level, you bet that the youth of Thaba Chweu are going to have more conversations about opportunities in mining. As a way of building the social cohesion that the government wants to create one South Africa, sort of one nation, not the South Africa that Thabo Mbeki spoke about as a country of two nations, one rich, one poor, one black, one white. So when the Thaba Chweu group that has come up with their own resolutions come into a district, a Ehlanzeni one, they're going to raise issues of how we can be able as a nation use mining as a way, or mining at a small scale, not the big ones, whereby it can be used to help in the conversation. And those that come from Bushbuck Ridge, they tell about tourism because they know about Manyele, the Kruger National Park. Those from Malelang, they tell about agriculture because they come from the side that produces some of the agricultural projects. But now, at the end, Mpumalanga will have delegates going into a national dialogue with ideas that are going to resonate. So when you go to nation and it reaches a stage whereby you need to have commissions, the commission on mining will have those that come from Tawachweu and those from the Eastern Cape, from the mining side, those from the north, the northwest. So you'll have all these ideas coming together, and we'll know and say, as a national dialogue, which means it's a dialogue where we pretend we are one nation, where we pretend whites, blacks, Indians, colors are facing the same issues. Mm. Now we'll identify those issues. But as it is now, people want jobs in Mpumalanga. I don't think a Bishop Barnabas Lekganyane will actually be able to relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think some of the people I'm just choosing him because he's leading one of the biggest churches. I don't think whoever is leading the Shembe Church is going to relate to that, because they're living in a different kind of life from those of their followers. So they need their followers to tell them, this is our problem, instead of them saying, which thing South Africa needs this. I don't think that top-down approach is going to work. And that's the reason why most people say it's not going to solve problem of depression, poverty, unemployment. Because the people who are there, all of them, look at all of them, none of them is living the life that most of South Africans are living.
Yeah. I know. You've said a mouthful. Thank you so much, Mr. Gakwi Mashego, our political analyst. Until next time, as we indulge in another political issue. And we know, you are our go-to guy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, Tara. And there you have it. Oh, man. You can, of course, continue with that conversation on our socials. We are at RiseFM 943. And you can weigh in on the...
Now you know. Let's go. Holding down Mpumalanga. That's how it is on RiseFM.